Welcome back to Gale Force Winds Season 4.
The Gale Force Winds podcast is proudly sponsored by the Newfoundland and Labrador Construction Association. The NLCA provides unparalleled opportunities for its members through industry education, construction information, government advocacy, and networking events. The NLCA is building Newfoundland and Labrador. For more information, visit nlca.ca.
I am Charles Chuck Ferlot, and I am here today in Providenciales, Turks and Caicos, with Eleanor Finfin Krasinowski, founder and director of Cardinal Points, a marketing and communications firm. And we're here to talk a little bit about your fascinating journey through life, Eleanor. So tell me a little bit about growing up here and how you got to this incredible point in time.
Chuck, thank you so much for having me. It has been an incredible journey of faith. And I say faith because a lot of the situations that I was in that led me here today, it could have only been fate that has led me here. I was born and raised in these beautiful islands, and coming from here, obviously the opportunities that are available for people in the United States or the United Kingdom wasn't readily available
here. No, because you would, for example, after high school, you have to get off the island.
You do. If you want to get a tertiary level education, you have to leave.
You have to leave home.
Well, unless you want to go to the community college, then we do have
sure.
But full disclaimer, during my time, the community college was just starting. It isn't what it is today, and it wasn't back then at the level that it is today. So they are making good progress in terms of encouraging people to stay on the island and to pursue education. But when I graduated high school in the late 90s, it was a different situation. And if you wanted to study a particular subject, then you have to leave the island. And in order to leave the island, it takes quite a bit of finance to leave the island.
And you went to Beantown. You ended up in Boston.
I did. It was the most interesting experience because you come from an island where it is tropical weather year-round, and you're shoved into Boston where you have four seasons. And you know, if you've been to Boston, you're from the Northeast, so you're familiar with the weather, and sometimes the weather's not as kind. It's pretty brutal.
Did you get to a Red Sox game?
I did. You cannot live in Boston and right. not get into the sports.
Oh, it's frenzy. A total sports. Boston
you
Bruins.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, even I came from an island where sports wasn't a big thing. But once you're there, you feel the vibe, like the love for the Patriots, the Sox, the Bruins, even the Celtics. It's so big. You get sucked in, especially
Correct.
Being a college student. Most of the fans are college students. So you get sucked into the frenzy and you have to become a sports.
So what college did you go to?
I went to the Eastern Nazarene College.
Eastern Nazarene.
It's a private Christian university on the South Shore.
Lovely.
Yes, it was an interesting experience.
Boston has a multitude of schools within a 50-mile radius.
It does. Like, it's a collegiate town, and everybody, it's a melting pot, and everybody's there. It's such a beautiful city.
So what did you study?
I did corporate communication. Well, business communication, to be
exact. So you're actually doing what you studied for.
I did. And it's interesting how I ended up doing communication, because when I first went there, I was pre-law. And in order to be on the pre-law track, you had to do history. And then I knew I couldn't do American history because I've never studied American history. I came from the Caribbean. So
did you grow up in Providenciales?
I did, in Blue Hills. So that's on the north side, right across the water.
Correct.
Yes.
So did mom and dad ever make it to Boston?
They did. They did. Well, my dad came for my graduation, but my mom visited pretty often.
So was your heart beating like this the first time you arrived in Boston?
Well, before I went to school there, we went because we have a relative there. We ended up visiting a relative for the summer. Then I have an older sister. She went first.
Okay. So there's a little bit of ground plowed.
There is. Because my mom, coming from a small island, my mother was very apprehensive about just shoving us in the city and leaving us to fend for ourselves.
Of course.
So she was more, once I got the scholarship from Eastern Nazarene, she was very comfortable because I was 16 at the time. She was more comfortable having me go there and experience the city.
Did you live on campus?
I did not. I ended up staying with my aunt.
Okay.
And then my sister was there. Then from there, my sister and I were able to get our own.
And were you homesick?
I was. The first year was incredibly difficult, especially with winter. Not being accustomed to winter, not being able to go outside. The culture was different. The country was different. So it was an adjustment from being here.
So you spent 4 years in Boston?
I was in Boston for 9 years.
9 years? Wow.
9 years.
So you worked there after?
I worked there after. And then in between that 9 years, I was in Kenya for a year. Because I did a study abroad program. Yes, I did a study abroad program. With a sister school of the school I went to. So I was at African Nazarene University. And then once I was done with African Nazarene University.
It was affiliated with the Boston school?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, it was a sister school in Kenya. And I know I wanted to go there for the intercultural experience. And I was also doing a research at the time for a dissertation I was writing. So I felt being in that environment and being there would work perfectly for me. But like I said, it's an interesting journey of faith. And I have to credit the many people who saw my zeal and saw what I wanted to do, that contributed not only emotionally but also financially to my journey. So there's a lot of people that has been very, very supportive financially in terms of me reaching my dream and getting my
degree. So you started your professional career in Boston?
I started my professional career, yes, in Boston, yes. And then
and was that with a large corporate communications firm? Or?
No, it was a small communication firm. I worked for Quincy Access Television, which is a small TV station in the city of Quincy, Massachusetts. I did an internship there. Then I did some other work. I did some other freelancing work for different companies across the city. Then I came here and did a rebrand for, it was cable and wireless back then, but then it became Lime. And then from now it's Flow now, but I did a rebrand for them. Then I ended up staying on the island. And from there, I worked for Sandals for about 9 years. And then in 2020, I took a leap of faith and went into doing Cardinal Points full time, because Cardinal Points we were doing part time. 2008.
How'd you get the name?
My husband, I got to give him all credit for Cardinal Points, because we were torn as to what to call it. I wanted to call it Albatrust. And then he was like, wait, why don't we do Cardinal Points? I'm like, well, why Cardinal Points? He's like, you know, our slogan can be, we're here to point you in the right direction. I'm like, that is so clever. So he did the logo. He came up with the name and
here we are. And where'd you meet your husband?
I met my husband in the U.S. We were introduced by our college friends.
Okay.
And it's interesting how we just hit it off. We met each other. We saw each other's pictures. We met each other and just hit it off. And it's been almost 13 years.
That's terrific. So it wasn't Match.com.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was our friends. Because my best friend was dating his best friend at the time. It was okay. Like, hey, you guys should meet.
So a blind date. Kind of, sort of.
Well, we had video call in between.
Oh, that's cheating a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah, so it was interesting. And we met each other, and our values were the same. And we thought it was a good match. And we are a good match.
Yeah.
We are.
So tell me about your firm now and the kind of work you do.
Well, we do corporate communication. We're a full-service corporate communication company. We do everything from public relations, advertising, marketing, social media management, corporate event planning, brand management, and a list of so much. Like we said, we're full-service. Once it's something that falls within the communication realm, it's something that we will do. And we're flexible enough to work with the clients. Even if it's something that falls outside of what we do, we're flexible enough to accommodate that client and that request.
And is most of your work here on the island?
Most of our clients are here on the island, but we also have a few clients in the United States as
good.
Well. Because the business is registered in the Turks and Caicos. In Turks and Caicos, it's Cardinal Points Turks and Caicos, but in the U.S., it's Cardinal Points International.
Yeah.
So we try to operate in both countries as much as we can.
Terrific.
Yes.
Terrific. So have you found much of a change to your work post-COVID?
I think the work is more. Because I feel like a lot of companies and organizations around the world is looking to disseminate more information. And that's where we step in helping you craft that information and help you tell your story. Well, tell a tailored story to the audience you're looking to tell the story to. So most of our business came from COVID and post-COVID communication, because we do crisis management as well and crisis communication. And then once we're able to, once the world reopened and everything started to come back to normal, then we started doing different things, like social media management for various companies, managing their brand portfolio, because we have a lot of CEOs that want to be seen and branded in a certain way, and it's our job to point them in the right direction, tell them what story we should be telling and what stories we should not be telling. And we've been very fortunate to have some pretty impressive clients that we've been working with, even here in Turks and Caicos and the U.S. So, like I said, our job is to craft a brand and make sure it is seen in the positive light and make sure that it, like our particular brand subject, tells an inspirational story.
So if a company is in a crisis, what's the most important thing for them to do?
Well, first of all, we need to determine what the crisis is. And second, we need to determine how we're going to disseminate that information and who we're going to disseminate it to. If it's something that is public knowledge, then we have to inform the public. There has to be some sort of communication that goes out from the company to the public. But obviously, you don't want to tell the public everything. You tailor the message. You make sure that it's not going to cause a frenzy. Make sure that it's being told in a voice, a common voice, and it's being legible. It's legible enough that the common person can understand.
And then they should call Cardinal Points.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I am here today with Eleanor Finfin Krasinowski telling her story. Eleanor, what's in store for Cardinal Points, and how would you like to grow the firm?
Our goal is to continue to expand, both in the Turks and Caicos and the United States. And because we're a small company, like, we're perfectionists. We try to deliver to the utmost level for every single client that we meet, because we know there's no room for error. And as we expand, as we get more people to come on our team, our goal is to continue to maintain that service excellence that's going to set us apart from every other company on the island.
What constitutes success?
Well, for me, success is being able to deliver the best that we can for every single client and making sure that our client is satisfied, because client satisfaction is the backbone of our company, and we can't continue to operate and we can't continue to expand if we don't have that client satisfaction.
And so you would look at a whole array of opportunities, from a crisis communication where there's a dire need for action, mm-hmm. to perhaps something a little more subdued, but it's about a company that's wanting to improve its image, perhaps.
Right.
In the communities it serves or in the client base it has. Interesting.
And the beautiful thing about our journey is that we've been able to work with a diverse group of clients. And it's been, every client is different, every client is unique. And we're really grateful for that. And with every project, we're learning and we're becoming stronger. And I'm grateful that we have that diverse group that we're able to work with, and that's been able to strengthen our journey.
Any learning points that stand out?
Patience. Mm-hmm. Like I said, every client is different. So patience, because we do crisis communication. If there's a crisis, we're not as alarmed, but we have clients that are very reactive.
Sure.
If something happened, they just want to immediately get on the mic and speak. And usually, when something happened, you have to be proactive. It's not wise to be reactive to what's happening. So keeping our clients calm when there's a crisis, and having the patience to be able to speak them and work them through it and have them understand why we need to take a minute before we respond to anything, or take a minute before we action any particular thing.
Now, prior to the interview, you were telling me about an affiliation you have with Gale Force Winds.
Yes.
The video podcast communications firm from Newfoundland, Canada. Tell me a little bit about that, how it has come about, and where you all plan to take it.
Gale Force Wind, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to meet Jerry and Alan. And they're,
oh, indeed.
They're amazing. But we've met Gale Force Wind through a project we were doing with another client. And once we met them, it was love at first sight, and we've been with them ever since. And they're a team of two. They're incredibly talented, and we love the work they're doing, not only from a visual producing aspect, but also creating avenues such as this podcast to tell stories, inspirational stories that's going to inspire so many. So I appreciate that.
So your work is complementary.
It really is.
And not necessarily competitive.
Not at all. If anything, they strengthen the work that we do, and they strengthen our brand. And I hope that relationship is mutual, that we're able to do the same thing with them.
That's superb.
It is.
Do you plan on working with Gale Force Winds additional opportunities as they come?
Absolutely. Like I said, they're a fun bunch. We like working with them, and they're they're passionate just as we're passionate. So I feel like their vision matches our vision. So it's a match made in heaven. And we're so grateful to have them.
Thank you, Eleanor.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
I am Charles Chuck Ferlot, and I am with Eleanor Finfin Krasinowski discussing matters in life, career, and her firm of Cardinal Points.
Thank you for tuning in to Gale Force Winds. That's Gale Force Winds, WINS.com.